Welcome back. Tonight we're with Brad Heller and the Fustics, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Bloodstained from the vigilante blue.
About Wilmington, how'd you end up there?
You know, I had some family out there, and my last year baseball I was playing up in Albany, New York, and I got released, so I had like $700 in my name, so I went to the beach thinking that was going to last me an inordinate amount of time in the summer. So I just ended up getting a job there, and I lived there, and then I moved back to Arizona, but I met some really nice friends and musicians out there, so I moved back to Wilmington. It's a nice area. It's beautiful. It's a rich music area, actually. A lot of good players.
And when you started off playing music, was it in Wilmington?
Yeah, pretty much anything I did live. I might have done some open mics back in Arizona, but I really got my feet wet there.
Did you start off as a solo acoustic?
A duo, trios and stuff, and really didn't have any backing band until a couple years later.
What was the flavor of the music? Because I'm kind of curious to know how your sound has evolved over time.
I think it was really folky at the beginning, and it still has a large folk influence, but as just the guys I've met over the years, definitely have influence. All the guys in the band always have influence on me, and whether it's these guys love the Grateful Dead, and I mean, that even that slowly seeps into your subconscious, and sometimes, you know, you listen to music, and it just kind of slowly becomes an influence in itself.
Your early trio sound was an acoustic?
Yeah, it was acoustic trio. Sound. It was really folky.
Mandolin?
You know? Yeah, it was actually, we had a mandolin, violin, two guitars.
Oh, all right.
So in harmonies, and it was kind of Neil Youngish without Crazy Horse.
You say I gotta move on. It's way too late. I'm gone, gone, gone. Beating by the coastline in a hurricane. Truth be told, I never had a chance. Could never escape those brilliant hands. Fine as a surgeon, strong as a train. There's nothing remains. Same cheap label every night. I get my fill, but I still survive. The bootlegs are my Bible. Death is my creed. Every week I honor the pain. To make it real, I must do it again. And shed the skin of rebirth. Recovery is time's the enemy. Nothing will ever be the same. Generations releasing hands can poison the blood of the land, tilling the soil with the seeds of apathy. Pull the highway, I ain't got no home. The asphalt's my solace and stronghold. I dream of your face, I dream of your face, I dream of your face. I dream of your face.
Who are some guitar players that you really like? We have some guesses. I bet people listening maybe have some guesses, but...
Well, I'd be real interested to hear what the guesses would be.
Really? Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll throw out Robert Cray and Mark Knopfler.
Definitely Mark Knopfler. Definitely for this stuff, it's a lot of the more country-leaning guitarists mm-hmm. out there. Recently getting into like a lot of like Ricky Skaggs country playing.
Oh, some good playing.
Going as far back as like Merle Haggard. It's like the outlaw stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the reason that people say that I sound like Mark Knopfler is because I do a lot of
finger, flesh, and nail on there, yeah. And with that Telecaster.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for your playing.
It's called Desert Sky.
Well, just know, horror of Conway, and the fog starts to rise way beyond. The farmhouses, the poor and rich collide. Fields are as fertile as this reborn soul. Far from the concrete grind that renders a man so cold. So southeast of the Skagit, I make my way down 5. There's a beauty in this land that can only provide. It's the open ranges in native wind that calls my name. As I envision the heat, the canyons and the monsoon rain. Can you see the sadness lifted from my warning eyes? Will you run with me under a desert sky? Never a martyr for the cause, never a bastard son, but a dream wrapped in conscience, a lifetime since I'd won. Like Jesus in the garden, I was broken by my doubt, so I washed away the truth with women and the bottle to my mouth. Can you see the sadness lifted? Eyes. Will you run with me under a desert sky? The streets are silent, as dead as my whole self. I pounded on the doors of heaven and denied the entrance to hell. And now I'm back with you in my strangle on the coastline. I can feel the air stifle. I sense faith in your eyes. 1,000 years it seems since I walked my homeland. In dreams like a child, I gently grab your hand. Sadness lifted from my wanting. Run with me under desert sky. Will you run with me tonight? Will you run with me?
and Bobby played together in other bands, I got the impression that you guys knew each other.
Well, we do all know each other. Me and Bobby and Luke actually all went to high school together.
Oh, come on.
But believe it or not, we all joined the band at different times and for different reasons, but we all had known each other for a handful of years. Not real well. Picked up Luke. Yeah, we all knew each other. Bobby and I have never been in like another serious band that I can recall, but we, you know, all throughout high school jammed together, as they say.
As they say. What's your favorite kind of music to play?
I've been getting really into bluegrass recently.
Oh, yeah?
Since I've been playing in this band, I've been getting into some of the country guys, both old and new. Listening to Sturgill Simpson's band has been like a pretty great source of inspiration for me.
You're doing a great job, man.
Thank you.
I really enjoy your playing a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thanks for being with us and being with the band.
You say that God's been waiting round the bend. Must have been the straightest road there's ever been. I walk with passion, but the pain blocks my path. I'm caught in a storm of death and I can't escape its wrath.
It feels like a dream.
It's all too real. My father rebuilt men in the jungles of lie and sin. His hands were tools of life when they repaired beneath the skin. But Jesus wouldn't bargain when it was time to strike a deal. I guess he never had Lazarus by his zeal.
It feels like a dream.
All to read. My soul is shattered from the stillness in your eyes. A torn truth no longer in disguise. I disown the world. Once again, see your face like a fallen apostle. My doctrine can't be traced. I've seen blood running black through my neighbor's veins. Seen evil clothed within the church of shame. I walk drunk from greed and mine, but the gentle bringing in humble fall by the early wayside.
Life is like a dream.
It's all to read. My soul is shattered from the stillness in your eyes. A torn truth no longer in disguise. I disown the world to once again see your face. Like a fallen apostle, my doctrine can't be traced. Thank you. I walk with no faith, it's forever gone. And emptiness pervades, baby, and I barely carry on home.
Have you had some strong mentors in your life who you feel have sort of shaped the way that you mentor yourself as a musician, as a band leader?
I've had some big influences in terms of just running a business. Also playing baseball all those years, it's all about structure. And like, if we were late, you got fined, you know, stuff like that. And you obviously, it's not as intense in the way we do it.
Yeah.
But my dad was in the military, and you just learn, you know, we had to get up every Sunday or Saturday and work in the garden and pick weeds and, you know, shovel hay and all that stuff. So just that instilled a lot of like structure and work ethic. It's hard to run a band, and it's even harder to take one on the road for a constant period of time. And I think I'm able to do it because I do have a lot of structure, and I am a very hard worker. I mean, even when I'm not playing, I'm doing all that, whether it's self-promotion or booking and doing all the travel arrangements and all that stuff.
Are you pretty hard on yourself when it comes to putting together songs? I mean, when you're writing songs, would you liken it more to preparing a nice meal for a bunch of friends, or to, you know, building a house on the side of a cliff?
That one.
On the rain.
Yeah, it's building a house on the side of a cliff in the rain.
Slaving all day in the fields, won't need to take a stand. Sweat dripping and as thick as the blood running down my hand. Headed south to Halston to play a weekend set. Fuss steals my time and puts my patience to the test. Doesn't like my look, yeah, he thinks he's so tough. Ransacks my car to find a two-week-old half-butt. Said you're a loser and a boozer, stoner and a loner. You're a menace to society. Well, he hauled me off to some local jail to pay my dues. Locked me up with the Fox's brothers and the always accused. Public defender convinced me to cop a plea. Said the judge was famous for handing down the penalties. True to form, he hit me hard with that book. As the bailiff led me away, your honor said, hey, look, you're a loser and a boozer, stoner and a loner. You're my example to society. Same cell block with some cat named A-Train. He choked upon occasion for his cancer in pain. I lie awake in this 6x9. I got nothing left but 6 more years on my mind. I pass my nights with a confused rage. Guilty of nothing, sir, but wrong time, wrong place. And I'm a loser or a boozer, stoner or a loner. Victim of an unjust society. Just a victim of an unjust society.
I'd like to thank Bobby, Everett, Luke, and Brad for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work on our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Especially we thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station, live streaming and more information at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and then share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on all of our guests and our programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, please give it up for Brad Heller and the Fustics here on the Red Barn stage.
Altered fate, cotton feeds a season of snow. Days are warm, I dim the time I'm old. East St. Louis and a socialist reign, strikers as kings. The last 8 days. Decade lost beyond reason. Now I'm stranded at the heart of the eternal season. Legend and song. The winter rained over this valley like a god. The haunts of Bob Moore in the baptized. Drowning sweat won't abolish. Stranded here heart. Eternal season. Eternal season. Eternal season. Eternal season.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Brad, Bobby, Everett, and Luke, Brad Heller and the Fustics, for being with us tonight. We thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen Locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.